The California legislature voted to guarantee people can call out their bosses publicly in most harassment and discrimination cases. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. When companies settle complaints filed by their employees, their agreements often include a provision barring the employee from disparaging the company or talking publicly about what happened. The agreements came under fire during the Me Too movement. A major California-based medical provider has agreed to pay a total of $90 million to settle allegations of Medicare fraud. Sacramento-based Sutter Health, Northern California's largest hospital system, got inflated payments because it said people in its Medicare Advantage plans were sicker than they actually were, according to the U.S. Justice Department. California college students could choose the names they want on their diplomas rather than having their birth names listed under a bill sent Monday to Governor Gavin Newsom. The measure aims to particularly aid transgender and non-binary students by making sure public colleges don't use the, quote, dead name they were assigned at birth. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Hubbell County Board of Supervisors awarding $400,000 emergency solutions grant for coronavirus through the Department of Health and Services to Cooperation Humboldt's Street Outreach Project. After serving nearly 7 years on Eureka City Council, Natalie Arroyo, senior planner with the Redwood Community Agency, has officially launched her campaign for the 4th District seat on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, according to Lost Coast Outpost. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.